Previously on Vultures.
Niall Tennyson here. We had our list of suspects for the murder of Basil McGuire, but before we could find the killer, his body had been found where we stashed it. And there's still a killer in the loose somewhere in Wisteria Lodge. It's episode 7, The Mystery of the Empty Room. We pegged it down the corridor towards Basil's bedroom, ready to protest our innocence. But when we got there, we found...
There's no one here, and the door is closed.
All that gasping is coming from the conference room.
How curious.
Jim Vulture cautiously took Basil's room key out. He cautiously opened the door. We cautiously walked inside to find...
Sweetworth's original. The body is gone. Somebody's after moving it.
Oh, lads, and we made him look so alive. Pure weekend at Bernie's.
Never saw Janine.
Then where was all that re-raw August Rulia-Bulia coming from?
Before I knew it, we were following the sounds of the re-raw August Rulia-Bulia to the conference room.
Why would somebody move his body back?
Shh! Keep your voices down. Tiptoe.
The conference room door was slightly ajar. Looking inside, I could see people standing around Basil's body. It was right back where we found it in the first place. Not only that, but everyone there was on our list of suspects. Basil's ex-wife, Deirdre Dupin, looked paler than usual. Her tie-by lover slash PA Tom Moriarty stroked his moustache. Noel Lovejoy was peering over his thick-framed glasses, licking his tiny tash with a cashmere scarf dangling towards his vintage boots. Hamish Lane was trying to get a look in, but he couldn't see over the wheelchair. Jack Street stood on the back of Hamish's wheelchair, generally gasping. And Jimmy Coljack was slowly sipping a pint of Beamish.
Here! Did you ever see that film Murder on the Orient Express?
I read a book of the same name, funnily enough, by a fine scribe called Agatha Christie.
Yeah, shut up, it's the same thing. Anyways... You know the way in that story, it turns out that all of them are the killer because they all plotted it together. What if this lot did the same to Basil?
Oh, thanks, Janine. Thanks for ruining the end of that film for me.
It's the same ending as the book too, James.
Oh, thanks, McGrain. Thanks for ruining the end of that book for me, just like you ruined the end of the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, he's a free man on a DVD cover, James. That's why he hugs the rain.
Shh, they're talking. I want to record all this.
Okay, guys. Looks like Basil Touts took a tumble, hit his head on the ground, hashtag hemorrhage, then he died.
As a reformed villain myself, Noel, I think that if any scoundrel was to kill a detective, this is the last place they would do it.
Yeah, and your point is?
That was my point, Jack. That was my point.
Your point is what happened is the last thing you'd expect to happen.
Yes.
Sure, that's a stupid point. Someone killed him. Maybe it was a crime of passion. That's the problem with ye detective lads. Always thinking things are planned up to the hilt. Us snitches always leave room for sudden action.
That's right, Street.
Everyone turned to see the angry wheelchair-bound Scott.
We're all about heart and the guts. You lot are too up in your heads.
Jimmy Coljack was the next one to butt in.
Here, listen. This isn't a room for snitching, boys. It's a room for conferences.
Conferences? Go confer in Skibbereen or Fire Island or wherever you're from, you Rikeen-loving stooge.
That's ugly people, stop talking. Permission to speak, Miss Dupin. Or Mrs. Dupin? Madame Dupin?
Just speak, Noel. Speak.
Thanks, Deirdre. Okay, I've got some rare Irish detective antiquities to unveil and a really cool PowerPoint presentation, so let's body bag up Basil and catch this lunatic ASAP, yeah?
Aye, like. Last time I saw the Buchel Maguire, he was in a jocker being carried down the hallway by the VPI detectives. VPI were carrying him?
Why would they be carrying him if he was dead? Just go back to Cork, Coljack, and kill Michael Collins all over again!
Too soon, Streets! Too soon!
No! Filing at the crime scene!
Here, Jimmy,
and they were off! The egos had landed. Everyone was fighting and finger-pointing. Deirdre Dupin let out a huge scream.
Enough! Someone has killed Ireland's greatest detective. Whoever solves the murder will become Ireland's greatest detective.
She was right. The game was on. McGrain leaned into me. His eyes were ablaze with... whatever blazes eyes.
My goodness, Tennyson. Look, on Basil's forehead. Lean forward.
Before I could see, McGrain leaned into me a little too quick, and in seconds, both myself and McGrain had fallen through the door.
Oh, good evening, folks. So there's been a murder, yes.
Boom! Punchline! Tennyson and McGrain roll in the door like the Chuckle Brothers. Case closed, totes them.
Get them! Get Vulture Private Investigations!
Run, lads! Run! Unless ye kill them, then stay here!
Scar!
Before I even knew what was going on, Vulture, Janine and McGrain had ran their separate ways. There was only one thing left for me to do. Leg it!
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures!
This program is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television license fee.